is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a young man who vowed he would never become a Christian, only later to become a spirit-filled singer. Stay tuned to hear Austin French's story. Samaritan Ministries is a healthcare sharing ministry with over 250,000 Christians that care for one another's needs. From broken bones, to cancer, pregnancies, to organ transplants, all without the use of insurance. October marks Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. Samaritan aims to walk alongside members who find themselves on this road, recognizing that miscarriages and stillbirths can bring profound grief and a loss that can be overlooked, even by a caring community. April of Texas says this of her experience. "I made a call to cancel the maternity need I had submitted, and the man who spoke with me handled the call with such dignity. He truly helped to make at least this one step as easy as possible. His prayer with me at the end of the call was a huge encouragement during our grieving, and yet another confirmation that we are in the right place with Samaritan Ministries." Grief can be a lonely place, and the Samaritan Ministries community wants to encourage those going through the loss of a baby that you are surrounded by love and that God truly sees you in this pain. If you would like to learn more about how you can be a part of this community of Christians helping each other with healthcare, visit SamaritanMinistries.org/charisma. Singer Austin French is an out and proud, spirit-filled Christian. But he remembers a time as a child when he vowed he would never be a Christian. He recently told Billy Halliwell on his podcast, "As an 8-year-old kid, I remember writing in my journal, 'I will never be a Christian.' And I just hated the church. I hated Christians, didn't want to be a part of that." End quote. Austin explained that, as a minister's kid, his family looked perfect to those on the outside. But behind closed doors, life was a completely different story. PureFlix reports that Austin describes his home life as chaotic and painful. He says this, "I remember people coming to us and saying, 'Your family's the godliest family we've ever met.' But at home, it felt like World War III, and the mask came off. Abuse happened. It was fear-based. It wasn't love-based. And so I remember going and writing in this journal, 'If this is what being a Christian looks like, I don't want to be a Christian.'" Eventually, Austin's parents divorced, and the church disowned his family. He felt disenchanted with Christianity. But all that changed when Austin discovered a vital truth. Jesus loves. One day at a music camp, he heard a man preaching about Jesus. This man taught that people can call themselves Christians but still not actually know Jesus. Being a Christian means giving your entire life to Jesus Christ. That message changed Austin's heart, and he gave his whole life to Jesus. He also decided he wanted to make music for broken people. He recently released his first album, Wide Open. He and his wife just gave birth to a baby boy, only 2 months after adopting their son. Austin is excited for what God has in store, and he hopes his music can inspire people to think deeper about their faith. To read all of Austin's testimony, just visit charismanews.com and tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.